To us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. And you, Bethlehem Ephrathah, though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come for me one who will be ruler over Israel, whose origins are from of old, from ancient times. He was given authority, glory, and sovereign power. All peoples, nations, and men of every language worshipped him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion that will not pass away, and his kingdom is one that will never be destroyed.
We're so glad you're coming to share the afternoon with us. The Civil War had ended in the United States, 1868, just about 3 years. And Philip Brooks, who wrote this, had been just a little bit earlier to Bethlehem. It stood by the old church. He heard it ringing with the hymns of praise to God. And words somehow came that seemed to capture this profound truth that Bethlehem was the meeting place for our longings, for our hopes and fears of all the years. And then comes God's wonderful response in the Christmas message, giving us Jesus to be a Savior. Earth couldn't comprehend that day what was being said. It was silent. It was unaware of the enormity of what was happening at Bethlehem. So stars and angels proclaim. What it's saying is that Christmas isn't Christmas until it starts in your heart. Let's sing this together.
To Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored, the Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, Do not be afraid, Mary. You found favor with God. You will be with child and give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end. How will this be, Mary asked the angel, since I am a virgin? The angel answered, The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you, so that the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age, and she who is said to be barren in her 6th month, for nothing is impossible with God. I am the Lord's servant, Mary answered. May it be to me as you have said. Then the angel left her.
Let it happen to me. Aren't those wonderful words? Well, let's sing this simple little song. Infant lowly, infant holy.
This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit. And because Joseph, her husband, was a righteous man and did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he considered this An angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. And when Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. But he had no union with her until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus.
There's no mention of Joseph in this particular carol, or of shepherds, or of the Magi. Just a stillness, a quiet. That's the picture of silent night. And yet it's the sense that something will come to our world, light, that brings hope and understanding. A dark world, and yet the gentleness of a dawn that's just breaking, turning the night to day. It's the echo of the longing in all of our hearts for peace, for his grace. And it picks up an idea from out of the book of Ruth about the kinsman redeemer, the one who comes to be by our side. Christ the Redeemer is born. Let's sing it. It must have been the most amazing thing in heaven itself. We are only looking at it from what we perceive, what's happened here on earth. The angels must have been absolutely astounded to think that this was the plan of God. that God had, that he would come from where they were worshipping him to where we are, so that one day we could go to be where he is and they are. So they were eager to be the ones that would come across the star-studded sky and make an announcement. I wanted you to appreciate that in one incredible moment, the whole world has changed. One unbelievable moment that would forever alter the lives of every person who has ever lived, from Mary, from Joseph, from the shepherds, the kings, the wise men, and us living in this new millennium. So what did Jesus do? Well, he swapped the spotless glory of heaven for the dirty, grimy stable. He went from commanding angels to sleeping in the straw, from holding the stars in place to clutching. You know how a baby clutches. To clutching at Mary's finger and the hands that would have been holding the universe would not just clutch a mother's finger, but would one day be pierced with the soldier's nails. Why? Because that's what love does. Your place and my place in heaven was more important. He gave up his so you could have yours. Worship Christ the King. Let's do that together. Can we see on that?
Yes.
On a starry night.
It was on a starry night when the hills were bright, earth lay sleeping calm and still. There in a chasm shed, in a
came to do something very, very special and very specific. Let us tell you about it. Because this is the reception that he got, but we could change that.
On this earth for the dear Son of
Now, I can't see how many children I've got. I've got two here, three, four, five, and one up here. I think that's a little bit. A couple here, up in the gallery. Well, I need you. I need you desperately. Are you going to come down? Would you come down? Be near me, Lord Jesus. Yet it's more than a bedtime prayer. The lines pick up this promise that Jesus will be with us always. And the first step in a lifetime of discovery about who Jesus is and what he's going to do for us is here. Now it's your turn. I will sing with you. Can you see it? Yeah. Ruth, you play it. Let me come down a little bit.
That night some shepherds were in the fields nearby, watching their sheep. An angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord was shining around them. And suddenly they became very frightened.
You're the angels now.
Come on, read it with me. The angel said to them, "Don't be afraid.
Angels from heaven join.
the first angel. And all the angels were praising God and saying,
give glory to God in heaven, and on earth let there be peace to the people who please God.
Then the angels left the shepherds and went back to heaven. And the shepherds said, let us go to Bethlehem and see this thing which has happened. So the shepherds went quickly and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in the feeding box.
We have to sing this now. But last year we did it to... Oh, I've forgotten the chorus. Sweet Chiming Bells. Sweet Chiming Bells. I'm getting old. We had something this morning. Here's how it goes. Join us with it. There's a lot of folk know this. We sing it with a little chorus, and it goes with us on. Here we go.
After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star in the east and have come to worship him." And when King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Christ was to be born. "In Bethlehem in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written: 'But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you will come a ruler who will be the shepherd of my people Israel.'" Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and make a careful search for the child, and as soon as you find him, report to me, so that I too may go and worship him." And after they'd heard the king, they went on their way. And the star they'd seen in the east went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. And on coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold and of incense and of myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route.
Well, we're going to make you work again. You want to take that line, Andrew? You're Andrew's choir. You're the gold. Come on, Rob Roy. You're the frankincense. Come here, man. This is your choir here in the middle. But that's all right. You can stand here. And the creme de la creme. You're my choir. And we'll sing "Myrrh is mine, its bitter perfume." Have you got that? So all together on the first and the last. You're on with Andrew. You're on with Rob. You're with me. Let's try it.
Rest with me, still.
transfer it from one laptop to another. I won't tell you the hour I spent here yesterday trying to get this projector compatible with a new laptop. But how did it finish? Why is Christmas such a big thing? It's absolutely astounding when you think about it that a simple, unassuming birth of a peasant boy more than 2,000 years ago in the Middle East is causing all those traffic jams out at Tesco's. And not just Tesco's, in places like New York, Tokyo, Rio de Janeiro. Because the night Jesus was born in Bethlehem, it was that small group of shepherds. Did you know what shepherds were? They were the lowest of the low. They smelt a little bit. Well, they smelt probably a little lot. And they were never allowed to go into the temple. People looked at them with total disdain and looked down on them. And yet they were the ones who got that message first and foremost. They would spend their night looking up at the stars. And that night, nothing seemed different from a thousand other nights when they would have done exactly the same thing. But what happened then was about to transform not only their lives, but billions of other lives as well. And the world would never be the same again. You see, it's God who created Christmas, because it was about the birth of his son. It was about love and peace and joy and hope. It was about fresh beginnings and new life. Christmas is so much more than just what's going on at the Tesco stores at the moment and in so many different places around us. The opening statement of the angels to the shepherds was this: I bring you good news of great joy. And it's for all the people. It was personal. I bring you. And it's very positive. It was good news of great joy. And it was universal for all the people. So here we are with our carols by candlelight. All of this is for us as well. It doesn't matter who you are or what you've done and where you've been or even where you've been heading. And what is the news all about? Three simple things. God loves you. God loves you. That most amazing statement spoken on a rooftop talking to a religious guy called Nicodemus, how God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever would believe in him would not perish but would have eternal life. The entire reason for Christmas is to let you, to let me, to let everybody know about the love of God. He became one of us so we could understand what he's like. God is love. Not that God has love. It's nature. It's unconditional. It's ours on good days and bad days. It's a love he shows to us, no matter the mood, the things you're doing and the thoughts you're thinking. It's a love that's unchanging.
It's a love for the whole of our lifetime. And how did it come about? It's when he opened his arms at the cross. And he said, do you know how much I love you? How much your love is this? And then you would know that God is with you. We have the phrase Emmanuel, God with us. He came to earth at Christmas to remind you, to remind me, to remind anyone who would listen that he will always be with you, no matter where you are or whatever's happening in your life. Others can abandon us. Spouses can leave us. Parents can push us away. Children can go their own way. Friends can let you down. And God will always be there because he loves you. He wants to be with you. And then there's another phrase that occurs as you pen the pages of your New Testament. He's for you. He's for you. Jesus would say to folk who are in need, a blind beggar, what do you want me to do for you? This table is our communion table. And we put the bread and the wine on it twice a month. And then I say words like this. I recite what he said. This is my body, which is given for you. And here's what Paul said to the Roman church. If God is for us, if God is for you, who or what can be against you? And God spoke to Jeremiah one day and said, I've got plans for you. For you. So what about the coming year? God wants the best for you. He really does. He wants you to know that he loves you. He wants to be with you. And he wants to be for you. And one of the transforming things, as you flip through the pages of your Bible, there comes a moment when you can say something like this. Lord Jesus Christ, I'm sorry that I've been going my own way, but thank you for dying on that cross to pay the penalty for my sin. Would you come? Would you take first place in my life? Would you make me the kind of person that you want me to be? And when that happens, you can sing this song. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn king. It's a wonderful hymn of praise. Wondering at the birth of Jesus and what it does to our lives. But it's this idea of God choosing to be with us. Light and life he is what he brings. And all I ask is that you open your heart and you receive it today, right where you sit. It's a simple little prayer away. We used to sing a little chorus here. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Come in today, come in to stay, but come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Let's sing this one.
Joyful, holy nation.
come to the end of our time. We are going to sing this one more carol because it's a request. O Come All Ye Faithful. If you came in, you saw possibly a notice. We only got it this week. In the beginning of the month, we took an offering here and we'd heard about some Syrian refugees in the Lebanon, and we sent it straight off. I got a letter this week to say it's already there. So if you're one of my congregation that were not with me this morning, what you gave the first Sunday of the month, your money, a part of that offering to give Bibles to folk in other places, that's there. What we've gave to the refugees is there. I conducted a funeral here, and I saw that there was a need for the Rohingya ones out of Myanmar. So I sent the funeral fee off, and I got the letter to say, we bought parcels of food, £12, £15, £20, and they've got it already. Don't you think that's wonderful? Folks say to me when I'm traveling, we look at Rochford on a map, do you fall off the end into the sea? Because it's a little tiny dot. I say, no, we've got something in between. It's called South End. But the remarkable thing is, out of God's giving to us, we can give to others. We help a young evangelist in Nepal. Do you know what his salary is? £1,000 a year. £1,000 a year. We offer to cover it. And if you'd like to help us, we already have just over £700. We're just going to put an offering plate in the back there. No compulsion. This is a freeman's, if you like. But if you want to help us give to him, we send that off the first week of January. It's a dreadful place at the moment. The Maoists are in control. If folk convert to Christianity, it means prison. How this young fella is going round the villages, I just don't know. I just paid £778 for the new clutch in my car. Add another couple of hundred on the top, and it's his year's salary. If you could help us, we'd be grateful. But I'd like to pray a prayer of blessing on you before we'll stand and sing, O Come All Ye Faithful. Because I think that's kind of fitting as we kind of end, and then the lights will start to come on. And we want you to come to the back and have a coffee or tea or mince pie. It's like feeding the 5,000. There are enough in there. So would you come and have a mince pie and an afternoon drink with us? But let me ask a blessing on you. Our God and our Father, it's been a very special hour we spent together. Familiar songs, familiar words, and yet you've been here with us. And I pray for every family, everyone that's here, that the joy, peace, love, favor, grace, and blessing of that first Christmas time might fill their hearts and their homes, and that they may truly know what it is for you not just to love them, but to be with them and to go into this new year for them.
so they will be a blessed people. In Jesus' name, amen. Shall we stand? I think it's quite good. You've been sitting for a long time. And they'll start to put a couple of lights on as we go. We'll be back here at 10:30 on Christmas Day. If you're not doing anything anywhere else, we would gladly welcome you about 3/4 hour, and then we can go back and celebrate with our families. Thank you for coming today. Blessing on you as you go. If you have to leave us, others of you, come and share with us out of the back, and we'll natter together. Thank you in Jesus' name. Have a good and a happy Christmas.